Welcome to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a bassline turn using resampling in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way for jungle and old-school D&B vibes. Not just slapping a filter sweep on the end of a loop, but actually making the bass feel like it changes direction in a musical, intentional way. In D&B, that bassline turn usually lives at the end of a 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar phrase. It might lead into a snare fill, a reload moment, or the start of a new section. And in jungle-inspired music especially, that turn should feel like an edit. It should sound chopped, pitched, reversed, eighted, or reordered, like the bass itself is reacting to the drums. That's why this technique matters. Musically, it gives your loop phrase logic and movement. Technically, it lets you print the movement into audio, which is often tighter and more powerful than automating a synth forever. And in a club track, it gives you that call-and-response energy between bass and drums without messing up the low end. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a simple bass phrase that already works with the drums. Keep it basic. One note, maybe two notes, over 2 bars is enough. You are not writing the full bass line yet. You're giving yourself something solid to transform. A good starting point is a bass sound that already has a stable sub and some movement in the mids. That could be a single note sub plus mid layer, or simple re-style bass. If you're using wave eatable or operator, keep the sound controlled. Add a little saturator for grit. Use EQ8 to clean out unnecessary low mid buildup. Maybe bring in auto filter if you want the tone to open and close before the turn. Keep the source simple and strong. If the bass is too busy before you edit it, the turn will sound messy. If it's too clean, the resample may feel weak. You want something with enough harmonics to survive being cut, pitched, or filtered. What to listen for here is simple. Does the bass leave space for the snare? Does the groove already lock with the break before you start editing? If the answer is yes, you're in the right place. Now print that bass into audio. Record 2 bars or 4 bars, depending on how much room you want. For most beginner workflows, 4 bars gives you more flexibility, but 2 bars is fine if you want a tighter edit. Trim the clip so it starts exactly on the bar line. That makes slicing a lot easier later. This is one of those times where committing to audio is a good thing. It forces a decision. And in D&B, finishing often happens faster when you stop endlessly tweaking the synth and start working with the waveform. Once the phrase is printed, build the turn by cutting the audio into smaller pieces and reordering it. A classic old-school style move is to keep the main phrase stable for most of the loop, then use the last bar for the edit. Cut it into 3 or 4 parts. Repeat one piece. Reverse the last bit. Maybe pitch the tail down slightly. Leave a little space if the drums need room. You can go 2 ways here. If you want the turn to feel tight, sharp, and more modern, use short slices and keep it compact. If you want it to feel more jungle and sample-based, use longer slices, a repeated tail, or a reversed ending. Both work. The difference is the energy. What to listen for now is whether the slice points land with the drum accents. Does the edited phrase still feel like one bass line, or does it start sounding like random chops? If it still reads as a phrase, you're on the right track. Here's the key move. Resample the turn with the drums playing. Don't edit the bass in isolation and assume it will work. Loop the drums and bass together, then print the edited turn again. This is where the style really comes alive, because the bass edit isn't just a bass event anymore. It's part of the drum conversation. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. Jungle and old school edits are about groove relationships. The timing between bass and break matters as much as the sound design itself. When you resample the turn with the drums active, you capture that relationship inside the audio. Now treat the printed turn like an edit element, not a synth patch. Use a simple stuck device chain, EQ8 to carve space. Saturator for density. Compressor or glue compressor if the slices need to sit more evenly. Maybe auto filter if you want a little movement. Maybe not. Keep your move small. If the edit sounds boxy, reduce some of the muddy area around 200 to 400 HE. If it needs more bite, give saturator a few dB of drive. If you want a darker modern turn, high pass the effect layer but leave the sub-centered and clean. That's important. The low end should stay focused, and any width should live above the bass fundamental. What to listen for here is balance. Does the edit sound exciting without getting harsh? Does the low end still feel solid when the turn lands? If it starts losing weight, back off the processing and check the lower mids first. Now comes the timing work. and this is where the bass line starts to feel alive. Nudge slices slightly if needed. Push one hit a few milliseconds earlier if it needs more urgency. Let another hit sit just behind the beat if you want it to feel heavier. Leave a tiny gap before a snare if the groove feels crowded. A lot of beginners try to make every hit perfectly rigid, but in jungle and old school DNB, that little bit of human timing contrast is part of the magic. Some hits snap, some sit back. That's what gives the turn character. Then choose one final gesture for the end of the turn. Keep it subtle. Reverse one slice. Pitch the tail down a little. Close the filter briefly. Don't use all of them unless you really need to. If the turn becomes too dramatic, it stops feeling like a bass edit and starts sounding like a generic riser. A tiny reversed pickup or a short pitch drop is often enough. In DNB, less can hit harder. That final little movement makes the bass feel like it's turning the corner, which is exactly what you want. Now place it in a real arrangement. Put the turn at the end of a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrase. Use it where the track needs punctuation. Before a fill, before a reload, before a new drum pattern. That's where it earns its place. If you use the same turn everywhere, it loses impact. So think in contrast. Keep the main loop stable. Then bring in the turn phrase. Then return to the original shape, maybe with one small variation. That gives the listener a real sense of movement and makes the edit feel intentional. Before you call it done, check mono compatibility. That's a big one. The sub should stay centered and solid. If the edit sounds huge in headphones, but shrinks or disappears in mono, reduce the width on the lower layer and keep stereo motion only in the upper character layer. Also listen for mud around 200 to 500 Hz, because that's where chopped bass can crowd the snare and the break. If you want the turn to feel darker and heavier, a really good trick is to layer a clean sub under a dirty mid-edit. Let the sub stay steady, almost boring on purpose, and let the printed turn only affect the mid-range texture. That way the floor weight stays intact while the character gets nasty on top. Another useful mindset here is to resample for shape, not just sound. A good printed turn should have a front edge, a body, and a tail. If all three are equally loud, the edit feels flat. Shape matters. What to listen for in the room, not just on headphones, is whether the bass still points into the next bar. Can you still hear the snare authority after the turn? Does the low end dip out and then return with intent? If yes, that means the edit is doing its job. A lot of people over-edit the final slice. Don't do that. Usually the last move needs less than you think. If the turn already has tension, a tiny gap, a reverse tail, or a short pitch drop is enough. Once it starts sounding like a huge FX moment, you've probably drifted away from bassline territory. So here's the recap. Build the turn from a bass phrase that already works with the drums. Print it to auto, cut, reorder, reverse, or pitch it into a short phrase change. Resample that edit with the drums playing so the groove is baked in. Keep the sub centered and the low end clean. Put the movement in the mids. Use one strong turning gesture instead of five competing ideas. And place the edit at a phrase boundary so it supports the arrangement. If you want to push it further, try the practice exercise. Make one 4-bar loop at around 174 BPM, keep the original bass line to just one or two notes, and build a 1-bar turn using no more than 3 edit moves. Then print a second version with a different ending gesture. That's the real learning. Same phrase, different result. Subtle and aggressive. Clean and dirty. That contrast is how you start hearing arrangement, not just sound design. Keep it simple, commit early, and trust the groove. That's how you make a bassline turn feel like a real old school DNB moment.